My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty from around the world, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program tonight. Remembering that we represent literally thousands of police and soldiers that truly love God and liberty around this nation and around the world at our two police and military associations here, we have a lot of news to bring you tonight. By the way, I want to apologize for not being with you Friday night. I just got ill. I had a problem with my lungs started hurting me, and I had to go to the doctor. So I really do appreciate tolerating that old program that they played. But it's good to be back with you tonight, and I'm feeling much better, ready to sort tigers here tonight. So I hope you'll stay with us. We're going to talk about U.S. soldiers fleeing to Canada to avoid service in Iraq. Going to talk about all kinds of things tonight. We're going to talk about police hunting a killer and targeting all the men in a town, requesting DNA samples from everybody to sort out who the actual killer is, how you feel about that tonight. We'll have open phones tonight, so you can call in if you'd like. We're also going to talk about the 60-minute bashing of the 50-caliber rifle. Last night, if some of you saw that on 60 Minutes, we've warned you here at our Police and Military Association that now is the time to get your 50 caliber rifles because they're coming after them. They do not want us to have any way to defend our family and our country here in America, the international crime families that control our nation. So stay tuned. We're going to have more on that tonight and then other things, too. So I hope you'll stay with us. Let's see. We're going to talk about a book that's come out, and it was written on a jailhouse floor, a prison floor, by Yuri Call, who has been in prison now for 21 years for something he didn't do. It's called The Writ of Habeas Corpus, a tale of and a true and documented case of federal tyranny and treason. And many other things, too. So we'll be right back after this break and get into the program. Remember, the phone lines are open, and if you don't know that number, I'll give it to you right after we return.
Stay connected. to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
On the Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you tonight on the Officer Jack McLam program. Yes, I've just opened at, on the break, I just went and opened up my new magazine, High Power, very high power magazine, dedicated to the sporting uses of the 50 caliber BMG cartridge. The magazine of the 50 Caliber Shooters Association. And what a magazine this is, folks. So what a gun, what a round that 50 caliber BMG is. If you've never shot one, you ought to do that. You ought to get a hold of 50 caliber shooters in your area. The best way to do that is get a hold of your gun store, find out who the 50 caliber shooters are, and tell them you want to go out with them on their next shoot and shoot one of those so you can see if you'd like to have one yourself and take your family with you. It is an incredible rifle, folks, the 50 caliber BMG. And praise the Lord, the prices are coming down and down and down. It's really shocking how fast the prices of 50 caliber weapons are coming down today. I think I saw one about $1,500 and maybe even, what was it, $1,200 here not too long ago, as more and more manufacturers are making these incredible weapons. Now, we talked some time back about the importance of having these weapons and how they're so popular in shooting clubs today because they're just so fun to shoot. They'll shoot 2 miles effectively. Usually we only shoot out to about 1,000 yards, you know, 1,000 yards with them at the shooting clubs. To be honest with you, it's awful hard to find ranges where you can shoot 2 miles or shoot a mile away, you know. So usually it's 1,000 yards that we shoot. But they're just a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, you feel like you're accomplishing something when you shoot one of those big guns. 50 caliber weapon is good for shooting big game, and it's good for target shooting to have a lot of fun with the family, and it's also good, and this is what the government, the international crime families don't like, it's also good for protecting your nation and your community from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's what we focus on here at our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order. A 50 caliber rifle, we have many soldiers and police officers have used this weapon. We have 8 of them up here at our Christian Constitutional Communities in Idaho County, Idaho. That is admitted. I ran into a brother the other day that had one, and he said there's many more than that up here. But we're trying to start a club now and get out and shoot these things with our families and teach them how to use them and try to get more and more people interested. Because I can tell you, folks, that with our military people that are in our associations and with our police individuals that have used this weapon, and some of them use them on the SWAT teams in the police departments, we know and respect this rifle. Colonel Bo Greitz trained the Mujahideen in Sandy Valley, Nevada, to use this weapon to shoot down the Hind helicopters of the Russians who were attacking the Mujahideen fighters in Afghanistan. Just a few years back, matter of fact, we were on the side of the Afghanis and not against them like we are today, by going in and taking over their nation and setting up a puppet government under the Bush crime family. We've totally turned against them. But just a few years back, we were helping them fight the communists, the Russians. But then in this last war, we joined the communist Russians, or the communists anyway, the northern group of fighters up there, which were the communists, and had them take over and replant those poppy fields in Afghanistan, the ones that were bringing in $300 million a month for the bankers, international bankers in New York City. So the Northern Alliance are the communists, and they've taken over and seen to it that we've got the puppet government leaders there now. But anyway, we proved that these weapons, these 50 caliber weapons, are good for defending your country against any enemies that would come against you. Now, think about this seriously, folks. With the government of the United States emptying out our nation, completely emptying out our nation of the reserves, the National Guard, of course our military's gone, and all the military equipment in this nation is being taken out, who is left to protect us here? If another nation, and I've got one in mind that have said they're going to attack the United States, that's the Red Chinese Communists, if they were to attack this nation, How would we fight? How would we defend this nation against such enemies? Well, one of the reasons that we police and military like this weapon is because it's a lot of fun to shoot. Go out and shoot with your family, make a picnic lunch, and go out and shoot all your weapons and practice with them as regularly as you can, and take your 50 caliber out there, and you'll have a lot of fun. But also, we know that in the last situation that we can think of, and that's the attack on our nation and our communities, those 50 calibers will be very, very important for defending your nation against your enemies. And so that's why the enemy of God and liberty in this country wants to get rid of them. I'm going to share with you now, for those of you that didn't see the 60 Minutes article bashing the 50 caliber BMG round last night, And this was sent to us by my club, the 50 Caliber Institute, which I'm a member of, because we have 50 calibers here and we shoot them. It says, "Dear Jack, this alert is to let you know that we are once again involved in a serious fight to protect our sport." He's talking about the sport of shooting a 50 caliber rifle that's growing around the nation. He says, judging from the responses we received from at FCI, once again that 50 caliber institute, from those of you who watched the 60 minute program on 50 caliber rifle last night, it is clear that we all feel as if we've been had one more time. Ronnie Barrett, that produces the Barrett 50 caliber, did the very best he could with portraying our sport to be what it actually is. But 60 Minutes had control of the spin, and they were able to get their message across at our expense. We're disappointed with the overall tone and outcome of the program, but we do want to point out some things we all need to be aware of. Have you ever wondered why 60 Minutes chose this particular time to run a program denouncing the 50 caliber BMG rifle? The answer is that it's that time of year when bills are being submitted in every state legislature in the country, as well as into the hoppers of the federal legislature. These bills need sponsors and co-sponsors if they're going to be successful and successfully wind their way through the various legislative processes to become a law of the land, as did AB 50 in California last year. It was just last year, folks, a few months ago, that California passed a law against the 50 caliber rifle in California. That's what he's talking about. This is the beginning of that process, the 60 Minutes article bashing the 50 caliber. This is the way major news media outlets such as CBS, a.k.a. 60 Minutes, become directly involved in the lobbying process in America. They educate the American public in a way they want to, and the way they want them to think, so as to make the passing of these bills much, much easier. The program by 60 Minutes is also a good indication of how serious the anti-gun left is by pushing their agenda of total gun control. For a media outlet as big as CBS to promote their political agenda on primetime television at this specific time, is to give us all fair warning of what is about to occur. I expect bills to ban the 50 caliber rifle to be introduced in several legislatures in the coming months or coming weeks or so. Fresh on the heels of their victory in California with AB 50, we can expect to see several other major media organizations pick up the theme projected by 60 Minutes hit piece to soundly thrash any legitimate uses of the 50 caliber BMG rifle, sporting rifle. We are all in the fight right now, folks. The sooner we realize that, the better it will be for all of us. We really need to circle the wagons and pool our resources if we're going to have any success at defeating this issue. There are two things I'd recommend we start with. Number one, if you're not a member of the 50 Caliber Shooters Association Incorporated, FCSI or FCSA, join now. Join immediately. And if you have friends who own a 50 caliber rifle, talk them into joining too. You can join online at, here's the website, www.FCSA.org. That's FCSA.org. Or call the 50 caliber shooters club at this phone number, 435-527-9245. That's 435-527-9245. We're all involved in this fight. Number two, if a newspaper or magazine article is published in your region that is positive or negative about the 50 caliber sport, forward a copy of that article to us so we can respond to that article. Our contact information is attached below. Folks, we'll be right back, and we'll end the 50 caliber talk here when we get back on this next after this break. And we didn't give out that phone number, but I'll do it as soon as we return so you can call in and respond if you'd like to tonight.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Angle, let me tell you that the only time in America that people were accused of using a 50 caliber rifle in a crime was the Holocaust created by the ATF at Waco, at the church there in Waco, the Branch Davidian Church. And we don't know, of course, if they're telling the truth or not, because the government doesn't tell the truth very often, especially in cases where they go in and murder dozens and dozens of people. They'd often tell the truth. What we do know is that there is strong, strong evidence that guns were salted in after the fire died down. They went in and salted weapons in the fire that they wanted to say that the Branch Davidians had that were unlawful. Now, a 50 caliber is not unlawful, but it looks like from the evidence that the government went in and salted into the fire to get a little burning on them before the embers burned down, automatic weapons and so forth, so that they could say the Branch Davidians had illegal weapons. And, of course, several 50 calibers were found there, too. Now, 50 calibers are not unlawful at this time. Maybe today in California, it looks like. But anyway, it's a powerful weapon, and they wanted to be able to say that the Branch Davidians shot at them with 50 caliber weapons. We don't know what the truth is. We have been told by some of the surviving members of the Branch Davidians that they didn't have 50 calibers, but of course they were found in the fire. So you can believe what you want to, but the 50 caliber weapon is not the choice of criminals, except criminals in government. The 50 caliber is chosen by criminals in government across the earth because they're very powerful weapons for doing very nasty things, if that happens to be what you're intending to do, assassinations and things like that. Looking through my magazine here, and I'm seeing weaponry, 50 caliber weapons that are coming out that, yes, are down around $1,200, $1,500, and as you hunters out there know, that is incredible, because it was just a few years ago that I went in with three other people and we bought a 50 caliber for $7,500. That's kind of the prices, $5,000, $7,000 just a few years ago. And so prices have truly come down, and they're available now to anybody. As you know, a hunting rifle today can cost $2,000, $1,200, $1,500, $2,000 for a good hunting rifle. Okay, let's open the phone lines up. If you'd like to get in tonight and talk on the Officer Jack McLam program, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I want to give you some contact information here. I'm going to share with you, matter of fact, I'll share with you the rest of the letter that I was reading here before we went to the break. It says here, yes, from our 50 caliber institute in Oklahoma, they say here, they say, number two, if the newspaper or magazine article is published in your region, it is positive or negative about the 50 caliber sport, forward that copy of that article to us so we can respond to the article. That's important, folks, especially if it's negative, because they'll tell the truth. The 50 caliber Shooters Institute is citizens like you out there, retired police officer, retired soldiers. They're not going to lie about it. But, of course, these anti-gunners lie all the time. And, of course, the government lies all the time. But if they tell you that these have been used in criminal offenses, it is not true. But anyway, it says here in ending my letter from my club, my 50 caliber club, it says, we'll be working hard as a team to protect our sport. Having been directly involved in the lobbying side of this issue for the past 5 years, I'm more concerned about today about the possibility of us losing our guns than I have ever been. This is not saying I'm not saying this to scare anyone. I'm more interested in providing everyone with a situational awareness of the obstacles we have to overcome. This will always be an uphill fight for us, I'm afraid. Together we can beat this. I'm absolutely sure of it. We just need all to be aware of the fight and to get involved. 50 Caliber Institute. Here's how you can get a hold of them, folks. You'd like to go to the 50 Caliber organization. It is www.50cal.org. That's www.50cal, that's F-I-F-T-Y-C-A-L, one word, .org. Or you can phone them at 405, area code, 390-4174. Our police and military association promotes that every family in America should have a 50 cal. Now, we know that's not possible, but it sure would make a difference if every family in America, or let's say even 10% of the families in America, had a 50 caliber rifle. When they're taking all of our fighters out of this nation, and they're soon going to have the draft coming up in June or the first or the middle of the year, it looks like. And they're going to start drafting our young men and women over 18 years of age. Who are we going to have left to fight in this nation? It's those that are left behind with the weapons we possess. Okay? We'll be right back with more. We'll go on with the show. You can call in if you'd like, and we'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
On the Officer Jack McLam program, and all you young guys out there, by the way, that don't know what a 50 caliber is, you should see this picture in my 50 caliber magazine here. There's 4 beautiful young ladies, I mean very beautiful young ladies, standing with a man in between, 2 on each side of him, and they're at a gun club where they've been at a 50 caliber shoot, and all these young ladies are holding a 50 caliber rifle. Evidently, they've been there shooting. Looks like one of them's maybe 25, and the others are maybe 18 to 20, looks like. And they've got big smiles on their face, and they got big rifles. And so don't you just love a woman with a gun? I mean, us police and soldiers, we always like women with guns for some reason. And so if Colonel Bo was here, he'd have something to say about that himself, because he has a woman with a gun. I do, too. I have a woman, 22 years in the Army. Master Sergeant, had her own M16, and they didn't let her bring it home with her, though. I wish they had, but they didn't. But anyway, you young guys out there should get involved in the 50 caliber shooter sport, because it looks like that the ladies are going to take over and be able to shoot those weapons, and you won't know anything about them. So anyway, if you'd like to call in tonight, By the way, we're sorry that Terry dropped off in Tennessee. Don't know what happened. I hope the black helicopters didn't come for Terry. But anyway, the phone line tonight is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's see here. We have, yes, very important article. I'd like to get your input. Call in tonight on this one because I'd love to get your feelings on this. It says here, police hunt killer by targeting all men in town. Requesting for DNA samples raises concerns over rights. Monday, January 10th, that's today, from the New York Times, it says here in Truro, Mass., that's T-R-U-R-O, Massachusetts, stopping in the Highland Grill on a frigid Friday, Jeff Evans plunked down $2 for a brownie almost as big as a paperback book. Then before he left the grill, a burger and pizza joint in the upper crook of Cape Cod, Evans handed over something else, his DNA. At the prompting of the state police detective and a Truro police officer, that must be the town of Truro, police officer parked at the Highland Grill's counter, Evans, 46, a pest exterminator, wiped the inside of his cheek with a lollipop-like swab, cotton swab, capturing a smidgen of genetic evidence to give to the government men. Sam Schur, 18, another Highland Grill patron, had already done the same thing. So had Jerry Breeze, 20. Police officers here are trying to get DNA from every man in Truro, all 790 of them or so, or as many as will agree to give the DNA sample. It is an unusual last-ditch gambit for clues to a three-year-old killing, the stabbing death of Krista Worthington, 43, a freelance fashion writer who had lived in New York, Paris, London, but who had retreated to this quiet town a few years before. Although some residents are complaining, most are complying with the request for DNA, others are uncomfortable with the idea of providing such personal information to the government. Worthington was a single mother of a two-year-old girl, Ava, who was found alive clinging to her mother's body on the floor of her bungalow. Semen was found on Worthington's body, and over the past 3 years, the police has investigated a former boyfriend and several other men, including a married man who is Ava's father. All those people are ruled out at this point, said Police Sergeant David Perry. Then the police sought help from the FBI, which said it thought the killer was in the town of Truro and had Truro ties. They suggested trying to match the semen in a global genetic canvas of the community. Perry and other law enforcement authorities here say that the program is voluntary, but they will pay close attention to those who refuse to provide their DNA. We're trying to find that person who has something to hide, Sergeant Perry said. That has prompted complaints from some residents who feel the DNA sweep is coercive. I think it's outrageous, said Dick Seed, 44, of Truro, a sign painter who called the American Civil Liberties Union to complain. Massachusetts DNA collection drives, as needle in the haystack as they might sound, have yielded results in criminal investigations in England and Germany. In this country, the technique has been tried in a few places, generally with less success. It is usually used in a more targeted way than in a town like Truro. They're not very effective, and they're certainly not voluntary, said Barry Steinhardt, director of the Technology and Liberty Project of the American Civil Liberties Union. It's either give a sample or you're a suspect. It turns the classic American concept of innocent until proven guilty on its head. So we want to thank the Seattle Post Intelligencer for putting that out and getting it out down our way here to our police and military association. I want you to call in, folks. Call in and tell us what you think about this. DNA or a suspect. 800 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Who's on the line? Dylan in Texas. Welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, my friend.
Howdy, howdy. I would just like to say that I think it just boils down to religious differences. Some people believe in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. There was our forefathers, as we call them, came up with these documents prior to 1800. And now it is over 200 years later, supposedly the same country, that's what we're taught. But yet, people in seats of power in the U.S. government, from federal, state on down, are not acknowledging these documents. They're acknowledging other documents, such as George Bush Sr. on September 11th of 1990 or 91. In that film, he's talking about a new world order coming into view, and he says,
"Yeah,
we hold sacred the values or whatever of the United Nations."
Yeah,
and the difference between the documents of the United Nations talking about human rights and our Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence is that the rights mentioned in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights come from a divine creator and are granted to the people, and the people create the government. And that's not the way it is coming from the United Nations or these imperialists. And as for this DNA stuff, this is real basic. You know, if you're like have some of the same religious values as me and you hold the Bill of Rights sacred, that is the first 10 amendments to the Constitution of 1787, all fully ratified, all 10 of them fully ratified by the first 13 original states by 1791, Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects.
Fourth Amendment.
Against unreasonable searches and seizures, and that's what we're talking about, a seizure of all, or an attempted seizure of all the male citizens of that town.
Yes.
Shall not be violated. No warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause. Do they have probable cause to seize all the males in that town? Supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched, the persons or things to be seized. So the government shall not seize on the liberty of the people. And to address any Second Amendment issues, the Third Amendment, it doesn't actually, it's hard to see how it applies today, but no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Okay, well, we have local law enforcement now being federalized, whereas the Constitution only has for standing armies to be maintained, shall not be maintained during peacetime, but yet we have the local law enforcement being federalized, that is our municipalities and the taxing authorities thereof are providing bases for these federal troops. That's what it amounts to. And you know, it's a shame that I sound like the crazy man talking about the militia here, but the militia is indeed free people, regularly armed and capable with those arms. That is, arms of military capabilities. Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The government shall not forget that the people, this is paraphrasing, the government shall not forget that the people are its creator. Government is subject to the nation, and the nation is the people. The militia is the free people, regularly armed, regularly trained with those arms.
I'm looking here, Dylan, I'm looking here in my FBI brochure given to police officers only. And, brother, you sound like one of these domestic terrorists. They say here people that mention the Constitution too much is a domestic terrorist. I'm looking in my FBI folder here. You're aware that the FBI put this out, right?
Yeah, and I'm sorry to have to sound so fanatical, but it's just a religious difference. I believe in the laws of our nation.
You sound like one of these domestic terrorists, man. We're going to have to take a 36 card on you and put you in our computer, I'm afraid. Not only have you mentioned God, but you've also mentioned the Constitution how many times? My goodness gracious, boy, you're a sicko. Let me ask you this, Dylan. Don't you feel sorry for that young lady that was killed and her two-year-old baby standing over her mama's baby, her body there in a pool of blood? And if you don't have anything to be afraid of, well, how come you won't give your DNA?
Well, God made my DNA, and the people made the government. And the forefathers, the people, the forefathers put the Second Amendment into the Constitution so that the people... to remind the people not to allow themselves to become subject to the central government, such as the colonists, subject to the central government. I hate to sound like the fanatic, but we're practicing communists here. I mean, you know, I have a Social Security card, and this country, we're practicing communism here. And I'm sorry, but I sound like the fanatic.
Well, you know, interesting enough, Dylan, used to sound like every American not 50 years ago, but America's really changed, isn't it, that you would be the fanatic today because you love God and you love liberty. But that's true. You are the fanatic today. I'm the fanatic today. All of us, according to this FBI brochure here, they call Christians in here doomsday cult believers. And if you're a Christian and believe the Holy Scriptures, you know that doomsday is coming. It's on the way. And, of course, that's a shame, Dylan, because you used to be the common everyday person that knew the things you know and believed the way you believe. But isn't it a shame, Dylan, that we're the strange ones today for our belief system?
Yeah, it is, you know, but I think any American that has any drop or shred of decency left in them, if they really review the Bill of Rights from the Bill of Rights to our federal Constitution, you should be able to find some value in them and try to remember who we are and what we're supposed to be as a nation here.
You're right, brother. Man, you speak... the truth there, and it's obvious you've been doing some studying, Dylan, because you didn't learn what you know in the government school system, that's for sure. Yes, well, listen, Dylan, thank you for calling in. Making valid points, and I hope you'll call back again, okay?
Alrighty.
Okay, Lord bless you. Well, folks, do you agree with Dylan, or is he a crazy wacko out there today? Is he a domestic terrorist like the FBI calls him for his belief systems? Call in tonight if you'd like to on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And what do you think? Give your DNA if you were in this town, or maybe if it's in your town tomorrow, and it may very well be right here in Kamiai, Idaho, Idaho County, Idaho. And if your sheriff or your county commissioners and these people don't know what Dylan was just talking about, and that is the nation that God gave us, where we have constitutionally protected inalienable rights given to us by God, the police can get away with anything. They can make you feel like you're a bad, evil person if you don't give testimony against yourself, such as giving your own DNA. It's a sad case, too, to think about. As a police officer myself, I have seen the murdered people that our government has murdered. I have seen the cover-ups of executions by our federal officers. I've exhumed the bodies of those that have been executed secretly by the federal government. I've seen in the courts the lies of the judges, the government agent judges in the black dresses, and the prosecutor manufacturing evidence, destroying evidence. And I've also seen a medical examiner that covers up murders for the government of the United States. I've been in all these places, seen all these things. And so I say to you, listeners out there, what are they going to do with my DNA? What if they don't like me? And what if they don't find the actual killer? Who would be next for them to plant my DNA and say, I did it? Or maybe you did it, now that they have your DNA. Are you well liked by your government? Are you well liked by your community leaders? Or do they think the FBI is right by listing Christians and those that mention the Constitution too many times as domestic terrorists in this brochure handed out to police officers' eyes only just a couple years ago? Do you trust your government to give them your DNA? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could? Call in tonight, 800-313-9443. Okay, who's on the line? Okay, tell John to hang on. John in Nevada will be right back with you on the Officer Jack McLam program after the break.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Goodness gracious, just when you're having fun, we're running out of time. Let's go real quick. We've got three people on the phone line here. Let's go to John in Nevada. John, welcome to the program.
Jack, I had just a quick question for you.
Yes.
In reference to Christians,
You said that the FBI put out a memo about 2 years ago.
That's right.
And if you make reference to the Constitution or that you're a Christian.
Yeah, it's a brochure for police officers only listing those they suspect as domestic terrorists.
Okay, what about the police officers that are Christians, though?
Well, it must make them feel strange, but see, they changed the name a little bit. If they don't know Attorney General of the United States, the name she named Christians,
mm-hmm.
Butch Reno, remember when she was in there?
Yep.
She named them a cult, doomsday cult members. That was her term for it. This brochure came out about the time when she was in office. She called Christians doomsday cult members, and that's what they have in here. So your Christian police officer would look at that and maybe go, well, boy, that's not me. But he doesn't know it is him or her, because that's who it is.
And he's actually a domestic terrorist as well.
That's
he just
right.
doesn't know it
that's
yet,
right.
right?
Well, we had such a tremendous response from police officers that saw this and realized that some of them are domestic terrorists because they mention the Constitution over and over, some of them. Some of them love the Constitution. They swore to protect and defend it. We
right.
communicate with these officers. And so it did cause quite a row when they saw some of the people mentioned on there that are just average Joe citizens and the FBI naming them as domestic terrorists, and these officers are supposed to turn them in.
Yeah.
And get information on them and put it in the big computer, the NCI computer the feds handle.
Well, I don't understand how these guys are getting away with this because, you know, I was in the service. I served during the Desert Storm, and I swore, you know, to uphold the Constitution, and by golly, I'm going to.
Praise the Lord, brother.
All
thank
right.
you, Don.
Okay,
thanks
thank you.
So much. Call back again.
Okay, bye.
Let's go to Terry in Austin real quick. Terry, we're running out of time real quick.
Hello?
Yes, Terry.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a comment on the DNA issue.
Yes.
First of all, I really don't trust my government. And then secondly, I wouldn't give them my DNA because, like you said earlier, they could use it against you in any case.
That's
you
right.
They could manufacture something on you.
Yes, 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 Terry. You're right. They could drop that at a crime scene, and you'd be going away for a long time.
Yes, sir, especially if they, you know, put you on that suspected terrorist list. And I was incarcerated for a while, Officer Jack, and I made us give them out with DNA as a condition of parole.
I see, yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the way it is, yeah, when they got you by the tender vittles, you know, you got to do what they tell you to do.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But as a free citizen, I wouldn't do it.
Well, Terry, thank you for your input. It's very rational and honest feeling there, and I think you're correct. You know, I care for that mother that got killed, but we need to do good law enforcement work and don't have all the citizens of a town giving a government that is definitely not trustworthy evidence that could be planted at a scene, at any crime scene at any time. Terry, thanks for calling in. I hope you'll call back again. Okay, he's gone. Yeah, Terry had a good point there. Well, folks, we didn't get over all the things we wanted to. Tomorrow we're having Sergeant Kevin Benderman on, who said no to going back to Iraq because he was told to fire on children for throwing rocks at the troops. He was there once before, and he would not fire on children throwing rocks, and he says he doesn't want to go back. He'll be on the phone with us. He'll be on the show tomorrow night. Stay tuned for more tomorrow night of the Officer Jack McLam program. God bless you, and don't forget this old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do. Good night.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bullet
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.